turn to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, most of us know the story. I want to preach a little while on this thought. But if not. But if not. See, it's real easy, Chucky, to come to church and praise him when everything's going good. But if not. It's real easy when we get when we get the prayers answered that we wanted answered. But if not, how are we going to act then? Daniel chapter 3, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. I'm going to read verse 16 through verse 18, and then we'll pray. Daniel chapter 3, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Lord, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us. Thank you, God, for what you've already done this morning. And Lord, I pray you'd speak to hearts, God. I pray, God, you'd speak to each and every individual in this building and those that might be watching on YouTube or Facebook, God. I pray that the convicting power of the Holy Spirit move through the building, God. God, you touch hearts, God, as only you can. Lord, and if there's one that's not saved, God, I know, Lord, you can save that one, even in a message like this, God. We put it all in your hands right now, in Jesus' name, amen. There's going to come a time when our faith is going to be tested. Everybody in here is going to face that time. The Hebrew boys stood before the most powerful king on earth at that time and declared that our God is able. They stood, Brother Robert, they stood firm and said, our God is able, but if not, we still ain't going to do what you want us to do. I don't know how many of y'all have seen this. I saw this thing on YouTube this week, and I don't know where it was at, but they took some of these school children into one of these Muslim mosques, and they put these little hats on their head, and they had them all bowing down in this mosque. And one little fella, Brother Melvin, one little fella stood up. He didn't bow down, glory to God. I hope that's how we're raising our children. Amen. I hope that's how we're raising our children. But our faith is going to be tested. And you got to understand, their confidence was not in the outcome. Their confidence was in God. Amen. How many times do we come into church and our confidence is not in the outcome? Our confidence is really not in the one we're praying to. Because let's just be honest, if you don't answer that prayer just like you think he ought to answer it, how many of us would still be in church? Why don't you just look at just a few things, and then I'm going to get Taylor to come back and sing that song one more time, because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we got folks in this building right now, you're facing some furnaces. We're facing some things in our life. We're facing things, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, life's not going to be fair, amen. It's going to throw stuff at you that you didn't think it was going to throw at you, and we're facing some things this morning, and we need God to help us, amen. Amen. A faith that knows that God is able. They had a faith that verse 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Now notice what it said, and he will deliver us from out of thy hand, O king. Hey, I might have to go through the fire, but my God's still in control, amen. I might have to go through hard times, but my God's still in control. And they say, hey, he can deliver us out of this fire. If he wants to, he can, but we still gonna serve him, amen. My God is able. Their faith, they had no doubt in their power and God's power to save them, to deliver them, to heal them. They had no doubt in God's power. But everything that's in God's power ain't in God's will. We don't like that kind of preaching. We don't like that kind of preaching. Everything that's in his power ain't in his will. Sometimes God don't choose to heal cancer. Sometimes God don't choose to touch your child. David was mentioning this in Sunday school about how that folks have had to go through some hard times in life, and he basically was saying that he didn't know how he would handle that situation. And I thought about it. I believe I do, because I believe I know David. I believe David's one of those kind of people that says, I know my God's able. But if not, I'm still going to serve him. What kind of person are you? What kind of Christian are you? They had enough faith to know that their God was able. Their faith was in God's ability, not in their circumstance. And what furnace are you facing this morning? Every one of us is facing something. Every one of us is going through something. Every family is facing a situation. It might not be a medical situation. It might be a financial situation. It might be a family situation. But we're all facing something. How are you going to handle it? See, their faith was in God's sovereignty. But if not, he's still God. But if not, he's still, but if not, I'm even if God don't choose to heal me, I'm still going to serve him. Amen. Even if God don't choose to take care of my financial situation, I'm still going to serve him. Even if God don't, I've thought about it over the years and Chucky and Dusty and the situation with Charlie. And I've thought about, hey, God could have touched her body. God could have touched that heart. God could have made that heart brand new and whole just like he. He made the heart to start with, glory to God. He could fix it. But he chose to work a different route. And God still gets the glory out of it, amen. And that's how you and I have got to face every situation. Even if the answer is not what I want, even if the answer don't come when I want it, I'm still going to trust him. Faith ain't demanding God to do what you want him to do. Faith is believing that no matter what the outcome, he's still God. So let's just be honest. If we got honest this morning, everybody in here has had prayers that God did not answer the way you wanted them to. Just be honest. Everybody in here has had prayers that God did not answer the way you wanted him to. And if we'll be honest, some of us got upset about it. Some of us didn't like it. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, but when those things like that happen, you still just got to stand flat-footed and say, I know he's still God, and I know he's still working all things for my good. I had to tell somebody that this week, all things work to good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. It didn't say all things were good. It says all things can work to good. Because God's still on the throne, amen? Your situation might not be what you think it ought to be, but you just keep trusting him, amen? Because there's something coming. They had a faith that did not compromise. See, the world's going to tell you to compromise. Just like that little video I told you about. I'm just telling you, folks, you better buckle down right now because the Muslims are coming. You better buckle down right now because the world is going to come against us. It's going to come to a point where we're going to have to take a stand for God. We cannot compromise. I thought about it this morning. David said something this morning, and I got a notepad. I jot things down. And the thought this morning, and I'll preach it sometime. I'll throw a little bit of it at you right now. I wonder what the other people in the kingdom thought when they did not bow down. Because you got to understand that there were millions of Jews in Babylon at that time. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the only ones that did not bow. There were other Jews that bowed down. All those that bowed down, Kevin, I wonder what they thought after this whole situation had worked itself out. I wonder what they thought, Brother Melvin, after the fiery furnace and after everything happened, that they saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walking down the road.
That's true.
How many times have we been in church and things didn't go the way we think they ought to go? And I hate using people as an example. I'll never forget when Brother Robert and Miss Angie lost that little baby. I didn't really know them that good. I had been up here less than a year at that time. But I won't never forget doing that graveside service and Miss Angie sitting on that front row just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That was not the outcome they wanted. But he was still God. Amen. And she didn't compromise. And he didn't compromise. Folks, we got to make up our minds. I'm standing for Jesus. I'm standing for Jesus. If nobody else in my family stands for Jesus, I'm standing for Jesus. I'm going to stand for Jesus. If everybody else around me bows down, I'm still standing for Jesus. Amen. They had a faith that did not compromise. See, everybody else was bowing. And it's real easy for you and I to stand up here and say, I will not bow, but let everybody else start bowing. It's real easy for us to stand up here and say, I will not lie, but let everybody else on your job start lying. Hello. It's real easy to go to school and say, I'm not going to cheat on this test. But how many of us have? And how many of us have let God down? See, the threat was real. This was not just some kind of plaything. The threat was real. I don't know, but I just kind of got them in my mind that they might could see the fiery furnace from where they were at. Yeah. No doubt they were not the first ones to be thrown in this furnace. The threat was real. They would not bow. They'd rather burn than to deny their God. They'd rather burn than to give up their convictions. That's the kind of faith you and I need. God had been too real to them. God had been too good to them. God had been there so many times before in the past. They said, I'm staying with Jesus. Amen. Amen. They had a faith that would not compromise. They had a faith that found God in the fire. Yeah. I want you to get the miracle is not that they survived the fire. To me, the miracle is that God himself, Jesus Christ himself, came down and got in the fire with them. My Lord, somebody ought to get a hold of that right there, amen. Hey, sometimes he'll take us through the fire. Sometimes he'll take us away from the fire. But glory to God, I'm glad when we're in the fire that Jesus will come right down and get in the fire with you, amen. I think about the night that I got shot on the highway patrol. Guess what? There was not a doubt in my mind that Jesus Christ was not there with me at that time. He was watching over me. He brought me through it, amen. He could have put his hand down there and led it another way, but he was there with me. How many times have you gone through things and you don't know how you made it? You ain't got no idea how you made it. But God. But God. That's the miracle in this whole situation, that Jesus Christ loved them enough that he came down and got in the fire with them. Now see, he's done that for you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus loved us enough that he left the splendor of heaven, came down to this earth, took on human flesh, was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life. He took on the fires of this world and came through it a sparkling clean. And he gave up a sinless life. He gave up that life just so you and I didn't have to die and go to hell. Thank God. Thank God for that miracle. They had a faith. Now listen, they had a faith that produced a testimony. I can sit here and use Brother Robert and Miss Angie as an example because they had a faith that produced a testimony. I can tell you about David and Jenny when their house burnt because they had a faith that had a testimony. I can tell you about Brother Melvin and some of the things that Brother Melvin had to go through, but Brother Melvin had a faith that produced a testimony. I look out on this church and I see Dusty and Chucky back there. They had a faith that produced a testimony. How many of us have a faith that can produce a testimony? Let me ask you a question. What are you going through? What's the devil telling you need to compromise on? See, if we ain't careful, we'll compromise on things that, well, yeah. It's real easy to say we're going to do right. But it's a whole nother ball game when it comes down to doing right. I don't want to compromise. David was talking about Apostle Paul this morning. I want to be like the Apostle Paul. I don't want to compromise. I want to live my life so that when people look at me, all they see is Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's the way we ought to live our lives. What's the devil or the world or your job or your family telling you to compromise on this morning? Think about it. I could talk to Robert and Angie, and I guarantee you there's something. I could talk to Brittany. I guarantee you there's something that the devil's telling you to compromise on this morning. But I'm just telling you, if you'll stay true, if you'll stay faithful, if you'll stay true to God, God will bring you through it. Amen. If he has to, he'll come down and get in the fire with you. And on the other end of it, you'll have a testimony that you did not have to start with. Amen. Amen. Standing for Jesus. Taylor, come back. See, the thing about it is, the question is right now, in conclusion to this message, are you going to trust in God? Are you going to trust in God? For every situation, hey, I'm just telling you, it might not work out like you think it ought to work out. Are you still going to trust him? But if not, I love you.